This is a People First Radio podcast.
The mayor of Colwood calls a model used to bring family doctors to the community a no-brainer. Doug Kobayashi says that in 2022, the small city near Victoria had zero family doctors. The solution they decided to try was having the municipality run a clinic. Doctors would work as municipal employees on salary with the pension plan and benefits and wouldn't have to worry about the overhead of running a business. Kobayashi says the province ultimately covers the cost. Operating since February of this year, they now have two doctors at the clinic, with more reportedly on the way. Mayor Doug Kobayashi spoke with me about how the model came to be.
I started talking with some doctors here, and we started getting kind of goofy in my office here. We've kind of come up with some ideas on how do we get doctors to come here. And one of the doctors at the time just said, hey, why don't we do something like really crazy? Why don't we, for retention purposes, why don't we offer them pensions? Why don't we offer them benefits? Oh, that can't happen. We don't think that can happen. I just said, why not? Why can't we? You know, has anyone ever sat there and done the business case for this? You know, I think it can be done. Anything can be done. So we delved into it, and under the new provincial building plan, the LFP, we looked at it and we said, hey, this is possible. You know, but we got to do the numbers to make sure this works. We had to go to BC Pensions to say, hey, this is what we want to do. How do you guys feel about this? We welcome this. It's a good idea. And then we looked at all the bennies. You know, what I'm talking about bennies is everything that we have here for our municipal employees, which is, you know, dental, maternal, paternal leave, you know, all that stuff. You know, it's paid vacation. And what we were going to sell is not only a lifestyle, we were going to sell work lifestyle, which is, what if we took over all those administrative duties, the business side of it for you as a municipality? And what if you just came and worked 40-hour weeks and you just were a doctor all that time? So you came in, you didn't have to worry about opening the office, closing the office, you know, doing your books, you know, worrying about paying your taxes, payroll for your medical office assistants. We're going to look after all that. Your HR issues, hot recruiting, we're going to look after it. IT, you've got the strength of information technology of a city behind you right now. And we ran it through a bunch of doctors and medical doctors, family doctors, and they went, wow, do you think you can do something like this? Well, we don't know. So what happened was we sat in my office and I says, well, what if I write a minister's brief on this? And they said, sure, you know, and I says, we'll get it in front of the minister. We'll just get an approval in principle. That's all I wanted, because it took a lot more work than what I'm saying. You know, this is all the goofy ideas that were happening. I actually put together the brief and didn't know what the heck I was writing. I was just doing it from what the doctors were telling me. I made copious notes. And I put the two-page minister's brief in. And over the week, that one weekend, we did it on a Friday night here in my office. And we sat there and we said, hey, let's, I'll put this thing together. But I had to have them correct things because I wasn't saying things properly. So on Monday morning, I actually had the brief done and I sent it to my MLA and asked her to get it in front of the Minister of Health. And that was Adrian Dix at the time. So anyways, we waited and waited a whole week and finally got on. And to make a long story short, I got a couple other cabinet ministers involved in it. They got it onto his desk. We got a meeting within 3 hours of it. And he says, go for it. Do it. Let's find out.
So you have this model where the municipality Colwood is basically running a doctor's office. The whole idea is that the doctors just worry about doctoring, and then there are municipal staff. You handle the overhead. They get pensions. They get benefits. You take this idea to the provincial level. They say, go for it. How exactly does it work? What did you as Colwood have to pay for up front? What does the province cover? How do the finances of this work?
So everything is paid by the BC medical payment plans, right? I mean, everything is covered. It's not coming out of taxpayer dollars. Here's the bottom line. We worked with a pharmacy. We were smart about this. We did some partnerships. The pharmacy cut us a really good deal. At the time, they were building a brand new pharmacy, and they built the clinical spaces for us. And they equipped them, not with all the equipment, but the basic equipment were in these office spaces. And so for every doctor we brought in, they kept on reducing our lease rates, basically, there. So that side of it was looked after. But basically, we know we ask the doctors to see X number of patients every day. I think it's they have to see a minimum of 24 patients a day in an 8-hour day. So a lot less than most clinics do. And we pay them a fixed salary. You know, that's negotiated up front. This model isn't for every doctor, because there's some doctors out there, of course, that want to make a lot more money. So, you know, the more patients you see, the more money you make. But we're saying this is the minimum number that we want to see, because then we'll break even. From that money, so we're basically collecting the money they would be collecting. So it's like a shadow billing idea. They've assigned the billing to us. So they give us their hours, and we bill the Minister of Health. And then they pay us. We pay them a set salary every 2 weeks, including the MOAs.
Were there any startup costs that you had to incur? Yeah. Is this something that you get reimbursed later? Well, if another municipality was looking to implement this, what would they need to know about the kind of cost factor?
Well, we can save a lot of municipalities a lot of money, because we went through the initial upfront costs. You know, there was a lot of costs trying to find out the legalities of this. We had to make sure we weren't breaking the BC Medical Act or the Canadian Health Act, because some people were accusing us of setting up two-tier medical health, and it certainly wasn't by any means, not even close. There was a lot of money that we spent up front, but we've learned so much that a lot of people assume that there's milestones that you have to hit before there's a provincial approval. No, you don't require the province to approve it. You're using their system, their policies, and their rules, and you just implement. We spent a lot of money up front and trying to put together an employment contract for a doctor. So who's done this before? No one in BC. So what does that look like? And just to have municipal lawyers involved in this and to try to put something together, and there was puzzlement and they didn't know what to do. It's an employment contract. It's a no-brainer. That's what you do. You put together. But there was a lot of these costs to investigate this, investigate that. We went through that. So the cities that are coming to see us were saying, hey, we can certainly help you with this, because we'll make you avoid this cost avoidance for you right now. So we did spend a bit of money up front to put this in place. But with our assistance now, there is that money isn't there. You know, you'll have to put some money up for normally the first month and last month of rent of whatever facility they use. But if the city happens to own the facility, then they don't have that concern either. There's things that you can even improve our model on. Yes, so there is some upfront costs, but they're not huge dollars here that we're talking about. And like I said, we've done it now. We know it's legal. You don't even have to go to your lawyers to find out if it's legal anymore. We know it's legal. What we do, you can do.
I understand that this is still being viewed as something of a pilot project. When does the pilot stage of this, if you will, end, and how will you be evaluating it?
Well, you know, come next February, we'll mark the first year of it. But we already know from a financial point of view, this is a workable model. It's a no-brainer. We know that now. So the pilot side of it is probably that, you know, to see the financial viability more than anything else. We know that there's doctors that are interested in working under this model. We can tell because we probably now have more doctors in the queue right now trying to join us than what we have positions, to tell you the truth. So it's a doable thing. Like I said, it's not for all doctors. You have to be at a certain point, I think, in your as a doctor, because the ones that we seem to be attracting and the ones that have been signing up are those that have 4 or 5 years after graduation. They've gone through the initial shock of paying off their student loans, and they're on their way, sort of thing, right? So what we're finding right now, a lot of the students that are graduating from medical school now, their big thing is that they're looking at $300,000+ loans right now. And they're looking at more of, help with that assistance right now, you know, being someone acting like their bank. And that's not our model. And you know, would we go to that? Probably not, because we're happy with the quality and the demographic we're hitting as far as doctors right now. So
could you tell me about how many doctors you have? Is my understanding that there's one who has been working for a while, or a couple of more coming on board this
November? No, we actually have two working now. Our recent doctor started with us 1st of November. He's from the U.S. Our third doctor was supposed to be with us now, but coming from Ireland, the immigration issues are a little more difficult to get through them. But, you know, they're qualified to practice medicine here in British Columbia, but it is an immigration issue. So there is a third. That probably not till the end of January that we'll see him. Unfortunately, we had a fourth, but something tragic has happened in this doctor's personal life. And unfortunately, was coming from Quebec and has decided not to because of some family issues. So we had a fourth. And then we have two or three more in the hopper right now that we're closing in on. So we're ahead of where we thought we would be. Let me put it that way. So
you mentioned that you're still in the first year here. You've also talked about how retention was one of your big goals. How are you working towards that? What is going to help you hit that retention?
The pension plan is the retention. Right. Yeah. In order for, your pension to kick in, you have to spend X number of years, you know, with us. Right. I mean, I don't know exactly what all the rules are, but it's a healthy pension. It's the municipal, you know, a BC pension plan. It's for municipal employees. And it's a very healthy a pension. They don't have to worry about it. You know, when they retire, they're going to be able to retire, you know, with a great pension. I think it's the average of the best 5 years of employment, times the number of years of service, right? So it's pretty phenomenal for them, right? They can potentially make up this, you know, what's the maximum, 70% of your best 5 years, right? The average of your best 5 years. So that's the retention, really. And then it's also a continuation of your medical and your all your bennies, right? That goes on for perpetuity after you retire. So that's the hook.
Colwood is a smaller but growing community. You were suggesting earlier on that when you were coming into this, there were zero doctors in Colwood. What other municipalities do you think this is the right model for? Do you think this is something for everyone, or are there certain things your community needs to feature for this to make sense to try?
That's an outstanding question you're just asking right now. I'm saying that what you need is a hybrid of hybrid models now, because right now we have this one right now, which is a municipally owned clinic. But we've recently also opened up another clinic, which is basically a walk-in clinic, which does have longitudinal care, family practice, and their doctors there are actually work on the basis of how many patients they see. So that works for some, But, you know, it sometimes can be a crisis situation at those places too, because they're more apt to, you know, from what I understand, they're more apt to lose people, because how it was explained to me is that a lot of doctors that move, that live at, or go to these, are a practice at these private clinics right now, they will move from clinic to clinic to clinic, depending on which ones give them the best deal with overhead right now, right? You don't have that worry in our clinic, right? Because you got a salary. You don't have, you're not paying overhead. It's all looked after for you, right? So you're practicing medicine 8 hours a day, and the ones that we have right now are smiling right now. And you could actually talk to my doctors right now, especially my one that's been here since February. She loves it here. She didn't know if she was going to get here, you know, to the 40-hour week. But, you know, when we first opened it up, she bore the brunt of all the, you know, all the lessons learned, right? The growing pains. But now she'll tell you right now, she's down to a 40-hour week, and she has a work-life balance right now. She's got a young family, and she loves where she works right now. She wouldn't have it any other way.
Would you have any advice for other communities that are interested in this model, but there are still some reservations around it?
Yeah, I would say that, you know, if you're looking to diversify your doctors, and you're having problems retaining doctors, have a look at this model. It doesn't mean you have to do it citywide. You may have one or two of these type of clinics, and where you're doing that, and the rest of them could be the, you know, the traditional clinics, right? A fee for service type clinics. You can have this. We're showing that it works here right now. You know, we have a fee for service clinic, and we have our municipal clinic. But the great thing about the municipal clinic, I'm going to tell you without a doubt right now, is the doctors that are there are so involved in our community. You know, even with the clinics that we had here before, which were fee for service, that you never saw your doctor unless you went to see him as a doctor. They were not part of the community. But our doctors here that we have in the municipal clinic are part of our community. So there is a big difference.
Mayor Kobayashi, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me about this.
Not a problem, Joe. Thank you very much.
Doug Kobayashi is the mayor of Colwood. We were speaking about a municipally run clinic model the city has used to bring family doctors to the community.
People First Radio, People First Media, and People First Stories are community media projects of Vancouver Island Mental Health Society and are produced in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed do not necessarily represent the views of Vancouver Island Mental Health Society or its broadcast, podcast, and social media partners.